Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Bechoros, in the laws of the firstborn, in the Sefer Karbanos, in the book of individual sacrifices, which we continue the theme in the previous Perek, which is on the second half of these halachas, specifically regarding that of Ma'aseh Behema, and this Perek regarding how do we do this Ma'aseh Behema and the appropriate times of these tithing. As Rambam begins halacha Aleph, how to actually do this Ma'aseh Behema. Misha ho'yilu asar tzlam, if someone had 10 lambs, the hifresh echad me'asara, and he separated 1 out of 10. In other words, he didn't count it, as we're going to shortly say, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on and so forth. Rather, he just takes 1 out of 10 without counting. Or let's say, hoylei me'a, or 100 animals. The hifresh asara l'maisa, and he separated 10 of those 100 for the tithing. Einei l'maisa, that is not qualified as appropriate tithing. Eliketzer, so rather, how does he have to do it? Koinez kalatlom, he gathers all the lambs, or kalagolam, all the calves, ladir, into the corral, into the pen. And he makes a narrow opening, so that you don't have two coming out at the same time. You have to have one at a time so you count appropriately. And you keep the mothers of these newborns, which is what Ma'aseh Behema is, those that are born that year, keep them outside the pen. And they're screaming, so that the lambs should hear the sounds of the mothers, and that they should come out from the pen towards their mothers. Like it says in the Pasuk, Yikra. Whatever will pass beneath the rod, which sounds like shiav ma'at, but it will pass from its own, and that you shouldn't actively take it out. So it has to go out by itself. How are you going to get them to come out if you're not schlepping it out? Is by having the mothers cry, and then the baby's coming towards it. Now, when it comes out of the pen, one after the other, the maschil, you begin, you count them with the rod, Aleph 1, Beis 2, Gimel 3, Dalet 4, Hey 5, Vav 6, Zayin 7, Ches 8, Tes 9. But Yitzes here, and the one that comes out the 10th one. Ben Zachar, Ben Nekeva, whether it's male or female, Ben Tam, Ben Balmum, whether it's unblemished or blemished. Sikra Besikra, he dyes it with a red dye so it should be recognizable. Voiman, he says, Hareza Meister, this is the type. Let's say loisikar besikar. Let's say it doesn't die with a red dye. Voleimanam b'shevet, and it doesn't count it with a stick. Oishemanam revutzim. Let's say he counts them laying down. Or yamdemor, if they're standing up. In other words, and they didn't even leave the corral, but he's counting it one by one. Adela meiser. After the fact, that will be considered as meiser. Hayleimanam asar asar bekiddush asir. Since he's counting it by tens, and he's sanctifying the 10th one. Hariza meiser, meaning in groups of 10, and he's counting the 10th one, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. Hariza meiser is there, but it's going to qualify as meiser. Halacha Beis continues regarding. Which animals do you type them together? So, in tzarch litzarev, called behemah shenolda b'shus l'derechad. You don't have to gather all the animals that were born to him in his flock, in his domain, into one pen. Elamitzarev called edav edelavadeh. So, it's not all the animals he owns in all the countries in all the world. Rather, every single flock, which Ram is going to shortly explain what that is, he combines them separately. Let's say, hoyle chamisha tlam b'yushalayim, but let's say he had 5 lambs in Yerushalayim, but chamisha tlam b'akko, and 5 lambs in Akko, which are separate flocks, obviously, very far apart, aim and stuff, and they don't combine. And if you have a kulam betur in the meiser, they're all going to be exempt from meiser because every single flock doesn't have 10 to be able to get a meiser. Now, but kama yibin elu elu bitstar, but how much should be between them that will say that it's considered as one, and you have to combine them? Is shisha also mil? If it's within 16 mil, then it's considered as one to be one flock to be obligated to put them in one pen to have the halacha meiser behemah. Now, halacha gimel, let's say he had 3 flocks. Now, between every one of these 3, there's a distance of 16 mil. Then, so actually, all 3 are going to combine. The reason for that is because the middle flock combines either outer one that's on either side of it. So, even though there's 32 mil from one outer one to the other outer one, but they each one within 16 mil of the middle one, and therefore that will combine them so they're all connected. Ketza, how so? Let's say you had 9 on one extreme and 9 on another extreme, and you have 1 in the middle, which that is according to one opinion, which the Rambam rules like that you have to have that the middle flock has to have the amount that it could combine with either one of the outer ones. So let's say either outer one has 9 and the middle one has 1. So it's combining. So actually all 3 are connected now, because they're all each within 16 of the middle one, and they would all go bind into one pen to have the ma'aser behemah taken from it. Halacha dalad. Now, ima asim min atzayin al abakar. You don't take ma'aser from the flock on the cattle, b'lem nabakar al atzayin, from the cattle on the flock. Aval, ma'asim min akvasim al izim, but you do take ma'aser from lambs on goats, u'min izim al akvasim, and from goats on lambs. Kishnema Pasik says, v'chol ma'asa bakar v'atzayin. So cattle, cows, and all those are separate. And betzayin and sheep is also separate. Now, but mashma called tzaynecha. It sounds like how old tzayin is all one. Sheshneim nekiro miseh, because they're both called seh. Varim kiminecha, they consider like one species, and goats and lambs are all in the family of seh, of tzayin. Hence, they could be taken as meiser one on the other. Halacha hey, im asir min alod mishana zu. You don't take meiser from the animals that are born in this year, al alod mishana acheres that was born in another year. And that is kashem she'im asin, just like you don't take taivs, bezer ha'aretz, from the green that grows from the ground, min ha'chadosh al yashin, from the new on the old, v'lem ha'yashin al ha'chadosh, from the old on the new, kashem ha'aretz says in Devarim, hayitza asad shana shana, that which comes out from the field every single year, that's a separate meiser. Which, the same thing applies to that of meiser behema. Now, v'yirali, but says the Rambam, it appears to me, shem isa behema mishana shana, but if one did take the taivs from animals that were born in one year on that or on another, as a master, it will be considered as taif. Because the severity of kadshim, which is what a ma'isa behema is, a type of carbon. And the reason for this is, because the Torah was not particular regarding the tithing of the animals, but feirish explicitly, that it should be every single year, the way it was explicit regarding the zera ha'aretz, like the tithing of the grain, and said, well, since it wasn't so explicit, if one did do it, it will be halachically considered regarding ma'isa behema as ma'isa behema. Halach above. Whatever is born from the first of Tishrei, which starts the new year, until the 29th of El, mitzdarfin, they combine. You can take out the tithes one from the other, because again, that's in the same year. But let's say, let's say you have five lambs born in the 29th of El, and five the next day. But it's the first of Tishrei, and mitzdarfin, they don't combine, because it's two different years. Let's say Yoldu Telod is Patech Shanasan. Let's say those that were born this year, they themselves became impregnated and actually gave birth themselves that same year. So the mother and the daughter will go into the pen to be tithed from, because ultimately the mother and the daughter were born in the same year to have this halacha Maisa Behema. Al Ghazan continues regarding that which is permitted to have benefit from the animals before Maisa Behema. Einat Lom Hanaladim. So the lambs that are born are not kamay hatevel, like untithed produce. So asalechem min atsheasa, that you're not allowed to eat from it until you take tithes, kamay shabadim, kamay, like we explained in its place in the halachas of Hilchas Machals Asurais, in the 10th parak. No, elamut limker. Rather, you're allowed to sell, velishchot, you're allowed to slaughter, komashir, so whatever you want from your animals, atsheasa, until you actually do the maisa behema, the yiyah hamaisa kodesh, then the one that is the 10th one, that one will be holy, and that one then you cannot sell, as we said in parak vavalacha hei. And the achal kilchasa will be eaten according to salacha in Yerushalayim, like all other kashim kalim. K'mashran, like we explained in Perek Vav, halacha dal. Now, however, halacha ches tells us that there are set times where we say that one should do ma'isa behema. Kavachacham, the sages established shleishes man b'shana. Although we said it's all in one year, but they said three times in the year ma'isa behema to go ahead and separate the tithes of the animal. U'mashagiyas man behema, and when it reaches one of these three times, then it is forbidden rabbinically to go ahead and sell or slaughter until you take off the ma'aser. If one did slaughter, again, it will be permitted. But when it comes to this time, one shouldn't sell or slaughter. What are these three dates? You have 15 days before the end of Pesach. You have 15 days before Shavuos. And 15 days before Sukkot is essentially 15 days, what's called preis, which is half of a month, before any one of the Sholosh Regalim. And b'chol zman me'elu nekren, any one of these three dates are called goyrin ma'isa behema, which literally means to say the granary of the tithing of the animals. Now, why are you calling it granary? Because it's considered tevel like you have by a granary, because rabbinically it is going to be like tevel, and it's going to be forbidden to sell or to slaughter until you actually take off ma'isa behema. So the mtzei sa'imer comes at that you say, shagranish al ma'isa behema. So what ultimately is the date? We're saying it's 15 days before the shalosh regalim. What are these set times of ma'isa behema? You have the last day of the month of Adar, which is 15 days before the Yom Tov Pesach. You have day 35 of Sfiras Sa'imah, which again is 15 days before Shavuos. And the last day of the month of El, which again is 15 days before the Yom Tov Sukkot. Why did they establish the granaries in these days? So that there should be animals found for those who are coming, which they need animals to bring as karbanos, because they're coming for Sholosh Regalim. Sha'ava bisha mutal limkud kod mishasa, because although it is permitted to really sell these animals before you tithe, like we explained, hoyinimnom limkar, but they refrain from selling achi asru v'yasa mitzvah until they tithe and they do the mitzvah, and therefore they didn't sell it, because they wanted to do the mitzvah of ma'isa behema, and since they didn't sell it, so then there were many animals there waiting to be sold, and that was perfect timing. That's what the Chum made in those 3 days for those of being oil regal who need these animals. Halacha test continues regarding, what do you do with the leftover animals? So let's say hichnis kol hatzayin oya bakal ledir. Let's say a guy gathers all his sheep or all his cattle into the pen. The hischal limnos, so he starts counting ulekadosh asir, and he sanctifies the 10th animal. Ashenishru b'teich adir pachas mazar. So he's going and going. All the animals coming out. Number 10, again, 1, 2, 3, 10, 10, 10, and then he has less than 10 left in the pen. So hareza manichim legurinach. Then he's going to leave it for another of one of these 3 dates in this year. Not for another year, because you can't take a ma'aser from one year to the other, as we said in halacha. Hey, but you'll leave it for the next geirin. The hamid star from Eilu Sheyavoldo, and they're going to combine with those that are going to be born with up until the next Yom Tov. V'yisasu hakol b'geirin echad, and then you're going to take ma'aser of all those in one of those times. Now, v'ava bishu yidea she'eli shorta b'minyan. Now, although he knows that, he realized the numbers, he's able to do the math in the set, he realizes he's going to have some leftovers. So don't just leave them over and say, hey, anyway, it's not going to be part of this one, leave it for the next one. No, Chayv la'achnas hakol adir, has to bring in all the those of flock or the cattle into the pen. And then sure, whatever's left over is left over. And then you'll combine them for the next of the times before the 15 days before the next Yom Tov and the Shalosh Regalim.